If you'd care to come with me, Doctor.
How dare you? You can't arrest me. I'm the doctor.
Doctor, I'm sorry, but questions have been raised and shall have to be answered. We deserve to know if you are fit still to rule the universe.
Of course I am. Tell this idiotic simian waste of oxygen to let go of me. No offence, and allow me to get on with my work.
No, Doctor, I'm afraid not. Oh, go with the god.
Mother Superior, I admire you. I like you. I adore your songs, but I really don't feel I should have to do this. I'm busy. Please.
Oh, Doctor, go with the god. Parliament is waiting.
Honestly.
Mother Superior, have you really just arrested the doctor?
Pretty much.
But
we simply want him to give an account of his actions. They are extraordinary. And his explanation, I have no doubt, will be equally hair-raising.
I really think this time I'm not so sure. I mean, aren't you on his side?
I am. That's why I've held off acting for so long.
But that's the mess he's in.
If you really had faith in him, Bernice, you'd believe he had an answer for it all.
Oh.
Have faith, Bernice, have faith.
But what if the universe has no confidence in the doctor?
Bernice, how are you?
You! I might have known you were behind this.
Not at all. Believe it or not, I'm here to help.
Help? The Master, help!
Yes, I'm going to save the Doctor. And yes, I am quite the fan of irony.
Safe.
Madam Bevis, I'm hearing... I'm hearing that the council is moving to impeach the president.
Piers, I can assure you they're not.
It's on the newswires.
Simple misinterpretation.
As Speaker of the Parliament, the Mother Superior herself has made a speech saying the president has been called to explain his actions.
That's just you, Piers. What's happening here is exactly as the Mother Superior has put it. She's asked the president for an explanation. One he will be only too glad to give her.
But can he, though? Can he?
I know, dearest, I know I said I'd be home early. But they're getting ready for the impeachment of the doctor. Oh. Look, can I call you back? Who are you? How did you get in here?
That does not matter. Councillor Briefer, good evening.
I repeat, who are you? I'll call the police.
No, you will not. If you were seriously worried, you'd have told your partner. You are intrigued, are you not?
Yes. Mysterious hooded figure turns up. Of course I'm intrigued. Who are you? What do you want?
My purpose in coming here is quite simple. I would like to know what it will take for you to vote against the doctor.
You're kidding. You've come here to bribe me.
Not at all.
Then I'll tell you the truth. It'll take very little.
The Parliament of the Universe is now in session. Thank you for coming before us, Doctor.
You didn't give me much choice.
We were delighted you could spare us some time. What were you doing?
Trying to save a planet from being invaded.
And did you?
Strictly speaking, no.
Fascinating. We've asked you here to answer a simple question. How long does the universe have left, and what are you doing about it?
That's two questions.
Doctor.
First, Let me tell you a little bit about the apocalypse clock equations. If they work, they'll build a safe barrier around a sector of this universe and keep it safe from the great collapse. But I'll be honest with you, I've solved the equations. I can turn the clock on right now.
Well, why don't you do it?
But the problem is, there'll be a massive release of energy. And don't ask me to explain why. It'll take too long and you'll get bored. But this massive release of energy could be catastrophic. And solving that, that could be difficult. That's my problem.
Why are you doing this alone?
I'm not, believe me. I've consulted the Archmaths and the Somnariums. Even they've conceded it's tricky. I don't want to switch the clock on and then blow us all up.
We're on the gateway, aren't we? This energy, can't you vent it into another universe?
You'd have me destroy another universe to save yourselves?
We don't know they'd be destroyed.
No, but that is the likely outcome.
Well,
see, the doctor admits it. He can do it.
No, no, listen to me. No, it's not safe.
I've always loved a cafeteria, haven't you, Bernice? All of life is here. Do have a cake. They're delicious. No, not the pink one. No.
The doctor is out there fighting and you drag me to a tea shop.
It's a very nice tea shop. Pour some tea. Go on. Oh, no, no, no. Don't put the milk in first. Never mind. Go right ahead. The cup is ruined. Let me at least pour for you.
There are more important things than tea, you know.
That's fighting talk. And who knows who might be listening? Drink your tea.
It's you, isn't it? You're the one who's been going around stirring against the doctor.
Me? I'm very much the innocent. It is so nice to see you again, Bernice.
Last time you tried to have me killed.
That's how I say hello.
So you're not trying to bring the doctor down?
Don't make me deny something twice. It's tiresome. How is your tea?
Actually, very nice. But look, there's a hooded figure. I've seen it. Flitting around Parliament. Come on. That has to be you.
Sadly not. Although I admire the Gothic touches, I must say, I do like the Parliament building. I really made the most of my dear old emporium. I rather miss running that shop. It allowed me to meet so many charming people.
And kill them.
Let's put the past behind us. I shall be frank with you, Bernice. The person doing the most to bring down the doctor is the doctor. The reason I mentioned my days running the Emporium is just to point out that it takes a certain kind of person to run something. I ran the Emporium and I ran it very well. Now, can you imagine the doctor in charge of a department store? Exactly. Ruler of the universe? He's dreadful. And he's miserable. And it's quite terribly entertaining. And now we arrive at the real reason why I want to help keep the doctor in power. What could be more fun than being awful old me in a universe run by the doctor?
You're asking me to apologize for everything that's happened? You're making me responsible for everything? No, no, no. If you'll just let me finish, and yes, madam, that...
I'll just turn that off. Not going too well for the old stick. Now, what can I do you for? I have to shuffle off and vote in a tick.
I have come to ask how you will vote.
Have you now? What lobbying organization are you from?
I simply wish to know how you will vote.
Do you, old spot? Well, the thing is, I'm a stuffy old traditionalist. Ghastly as the doctor is, he's what we've got.
Is there anything I can offer you to change your mind?
Sadly, no, and you've just confirmed my suspicions. If they're paying you not to vote for a fellow, then he's probably doing good, though I'll admit it's hard to see.
Knock, knock. I do hope we're not disturbing you.
Oh, I am popular today.
Actually, we're really interested in your hooded guest.
I have nothing to say to you.
Really? I am the master. And you will...
He shot me.
Steady on!
So, you're an android.
Correct. And now I must shoot you.
Not so fast!
Please cease hiding so that I can shoot you.
No thanks! I can argue with you perfectly well from under this table.
Please emerge from hiding so that I can shoot you.
I've cowered from better robots than you. Now, who are you working for?
I am working for the true savior of the universe.
Really? A sheer name? Postcode?
I estimate your barricade can only sustain one more round.
You don't smoke, do you? I can tell.
I do not understand. I must shoot you now.
Be my guest. And then we'll have a chat about why you shouldn't set fire to office furniture indoors. And that's the fire alarm, you idiot! Everyone's gonna come running! If I were a smart robot assassin, I'd scarp out right now!
I still have to shoot you.
Maybe later?
Agreed.
Why is my suit wet?
You're alive.
Seemingly. I'm not usually on the receiving end of the killer robots. How refreshing.
Nice for you. See if the counselor's okay. I'll get after that robot.
Am I now the sidekick?
I've lost it. You idiot, Summerfield. Of course you lost the robot assassin. Oh, excuse me, have you seen the...
You see how the doctor's doing?
It's pretty bad.
He's got principles, I'll give him that. There's no doubt he's a fine and clever man, but a leader...
Of course not. The situation is absurd. I doubt he'll be in office this time next week.
Excuse me, can you...
The only thing he can do is resign.
Right then.
Can I help you?
Yes, Leonard, isn't it?
Oh, who told you my name?
The doctor.
Oh.
I have to see him now.
Oh, he's actually, as you may well be aware, in Parliament right now. Perhaps I can take a message?
Yes, tell him there's at least one killer robot assassin on the loose, the vote against him is being rigged, and that, so help me, I'm working with the Master to try and save him.
You know, I never can get the right number of S's for that.
Yeah, just tell him to be less rubbish, okay? Oh. And that I'll see him here at 8 sharp.
If you just listen to me for a change, then I'd be able to... I can't hear myself think with you lot banging on.
Order! Order! Doctor, some of us are frankly worried. We feel that, perhaps on your part, you don't respect us.
Mother Superior, no. I view this Parliament with the deepest respect. I just wish you'd return the favour.
I'm pleased to hear you say that, Doctor, because in addition to your behaviour today, the following recording has come into my hands. I think we'll all find it enlightening.
And how do you feel now with the Parliament?
Our life is nothing. Compromise. And with a group of weak non-entities and singing nuns, at least.
That was you, wasn't it, Doctor?
Yes, but how dare you? That was a private conversation. Have you been bugging me? Have you?
Are you trying to change the subject, Doctor?
No, but someone did this. Someone is plotting against me.
Perhaps, Doctor, you'd prefer to address yourself to the statements made in that recording.
No.
Really? I'm sure some of us non-entities would enjoy it. But then, what would I know? I'm just a singing nun.
No. No, you're not.
Bernice, are you all right?
I'm fine. But what about you? You look awful.
Ah, Liv, don't worry about me.
That android.
A curiously low-powered shot. Both Councillor Mogren and I survived our ordeals. Who builds a killer robot that doesn't kill?
Perhaps it just wanted to shoot you so it could get away.
Or, and you're far too kind to suggest it, it was working for me.
Well, to be fair, hooded figures start flitting around whispering poison. and you turn up, it looks...
You really think I'm that obvious?
No. No. The doctor's late. I told him to meet me here without fail. He knows how important this is.
He has had a long day listening to the sound of his own voice. Perhaps the pleasure's been too much and he's having a sit down.
No, the session finished an hour ago. He should be here by now. He should know how important this is. He should.
Regrettably, he is not here.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit and wait here until he turns up, because that's the kind of person I am. Every time.
There is an alternative.
Really?
It's called dinner.
You're kidding.
Try me.
All right. You're on. But there better be breadsticks.
Of course. I know a charming little place. I used to eat there often. Their gnocchi is to die for, and I really do mean that.
I'm not one to knock a gnocchi.
Summerfield! I have something to tell you. Sorry I'm late. You've no idea the trouble I've had with the nuns. Summerfield? Oh, I thought she'd wait. I really thought she'd wait.
One, two, three, four. Oh, goodness. A visitor in my chambers at this hour? Why are you here?
I represent the true saviour of the universe.
Oh?
I have a question for you. What do you see when you look at the stars?
I see the great darkness coming. But also I see hope. Each star that still shines is a sign that things will continue some way, somehow. And while the stars shine, so should we. It is our duty to work hard, to do everything we can to keep things going.
Thank you.
And here was I thinking you wanted to kill me. You've come to catechise me.
I have a further question for you.
I thought you might.
I believe you are ready for it. My question is, will you vote against the doctor?
That, I'm afraid, is between me and my conscience. I have prayed hard for guidance.
Prayer? What is prayer?
Oh, for us, it is the translation of wants and desires into numbers, sending them out into the universe and hoping for an answer.
Numbers?
Yes. We believe that our numbers can alter the structure of things. Our numbers can hold off the rain, move an asteroid, that sort of thing. The doctor's apocalypse equations work the same way, but they're on a whole different order of magnitude, quite beyond us.
You see the universe as a computer, and your prayers are the machine code that programs it.
Yes, goodness me, yes, I suppose so.
So when a prayer is not answered, is that a flaw in the computer or in your programming?
Oh, I really haven't thought of it that way.
It does not matter. You have answered very well.
It is a difficult decision to make. Hence, a night of prayer.
I come before you from the true Saviour. I am here to tell you what to do. I am the answer to your prayers. Vote against the doctor, and all will be well.
That really was superb. I mean, they say the devil has the best tunes, but really?
Of course, I know the best restaurant.
I had no idea that was here.
Well, of course not. With the doctor, the best you're going to get is a corned beef and egg sandwich. Ah, this is me. Nightcap?
Go on, then. You are going to switch the lights on, aren't you?
They are on, Bernice.
Oh, right. You've decorated all in black. That's niche.
I find it soothing. Tell me, Have you ever had Pulsar brandy? It's a spirit brewed in the rarefied gravity anomaly that gathers around...
Just pour.
I have quite a view from the roof garden. I know how you like to observe the end of everything. Stars look magnificent tonight. Even the great desolation has its own beauty, spreading across the sky like a spilt ink pot.
It's fine. I can hear your poetry from in here. Just putting down my... Right, coming.
Oh, that is quite something.
I kept my old apartment on. One never knows when one might need a pied-à-terre.
Last time we met, how did you survive?
Don't be boring. Enjoy the view.
You're really on the doctor's side.
My allegiances, like my tastes, are complicated. That parliament, a rich assortment of entrenched do-nothings. How he's put up with them, I don't know. But I don't envy him. It's hard enough to save existence, but to do it with that lot biting at your ankles... Well,
they've got their chance.
You always see the good in people. Tell me.
Yes?
While I was out here looking at the stars, what were you doing?
Searching for evidence that you were behind all this.
Of course. Find any?
Not really.
But still you looked.
Yes. I didn't need to.
No, you did not.
I picked your pocket earlier. Found a list of councillors with the names crossed off.
Ah.
I'm betting it's the order in which your android's been making house calls.
That is not my robot. The very idea, the technology is childish. The list, a crude forgery. The robot put it there. That sounds ridiculous.
You just couldn't resist it, could you? All creation hanging in the balance and you had to meddle.
Like the old fairy tale. But why did you sting me? Asked the turtle.
Exactly.
Because I'm a scorpion. You do disappoint me. There's no point in me protesting my innocence.
None. I should probably leave before you kill me.
That would be wise.
Oh. Thanks for the drink. I'll see myself out.
Oh, dear. The old days were so much simpler.
No.
Order! Order, everyone! Order! Let's hope that today's session is a bit more productive, shall we say. If everyone's in agreement, we'll just start with a little hymn for harmony and then get cracking.
Actually, Mother Superior, let's just crack on with it. I'm sure you've all got a lot of questions, but I'll answer them all for you now. The answer is the same. The answer is one word, and that word is fear. You're all afraid. Afraid that the universe will end. You're afraid my solution won't work. You're afraid that my solution will work. You're afraid you won't like your new lives, your new locations. You're afraid that your new neighbours will declare war on you. You're afraid old enemies will rise up. You're afraid of what life in our bubble will be like. Those are your fears, and they are justified. They are nothing to be ashamed of. I've told you your fears. Now I'll tell you mine. I'm afraid that I cannot make the clock work.
Oh. What are you doing?
I have worked every hour of every day, sometimes twice over, to try and make it work. In fact, and I feel like a magician saying this, I have the controls here with me. Everybody say ooh. It's ready to fire. The barriers will go up. This portion of the universe will be saved. But I have to ask myself, are you all ready for it? And then there remains a second problem. The equations behind the clock are so difficult as to be impossible. Their relationship to reality is so warping that simply reading them changes your mind, enslaves you to them. What if that outpouring of energy is for something else entirely? What if it's to bring the original owners of the clock back? What vast and ancient civilization could have devised such a thing? What would they make of us? They've mapped out all of eternity. Would they just take one look at us, our hopes, our squabbles, our fights and friendships? Would they even laugh before destroying us? So, I have laid it all out for you. I can activate the clock. But I am not confident of my ability to channel that rush of energy. And that is why I have hesitated. Because I love this universe so much, I will not risk replacing it with something worse. I fear I am not the man to risk everything.
The Doctor may not be the man to risk everything, but I am. I am the master. Call me the boy with the knack. I'll happily use the apocalypse clock.
You?
But we executed you.
And I'm trying not to hold it against you. I would like to address this parliament.
Don't let him!
You may proceed.
Thank you. First off, let me make it quite clear that I am not here to insult the Doctor's legacy. He has done so many impossible things in such a short time. He has left no stone unturned. He has argued with intransigent emperors. He has ended eons-old battles. He has moved planets, and all to make this scheme work. He has given this universe a form of government which is intransigent, which is as solid as dwarf star alloy. You are none of you watchmakers, are you? No. Well, the finest of timepieces, the most intricate of clockwork, requires balance and regulation. And the Doctor has created that in you. You are all his harshest critics, his most vicious overseers. And I know this man. He wouldn't have it any other way. If it were up to me to build a parliament, what kind would it be? You all know me so well, far too well. I have interfered, subjugated, and slaughtered you, and those you hold dear. Would I create a parliament that shackled me? Or would I put together some clones? Or robots? It is a weakness of mine that I do so like being agreed with. And I can think of no finer tribute to the Doctor than that he has gifted himself a parliament, not of those lesser than him, but those who are every inch his equal.
What the hell? What the hell is he playing at? I knew it. I knew he was too good to be true.
My friends, you are too kind.
Screen off. Enter.
Professor Bernice Summerfield.
You!
Yes. May I come in?
No. You're a killer robot.
that was simply a defence mechanism.
Sure it was. You're working for the Master. Admit it.
No.
So why did you try and implicate him?
It suits the true saviour of the universe that you do not trust him.
Tell him he can save his pocket money.
I wish to ask you something. I can do it from the threshold, if you wish.
You could also shoot me from there.
True. Also, you could not summon help in time. I can shoot you easily, so you may as well answer my question.
Smug. Fine.
What would it take to make you vote against the Doctor?
Not even sure I get a vote. But no, politics. The Doctor's got no business being mixed up in it. But it's instinctive. You just know who's on the right side and who's not. I mean, the Doctor, right, he's a terrible president, but if it's a choice between voting for him and the Master, I'm sticking with the Doctor.
Thank you. That is all I wanted to know.
Really? So you're, what, a poster with a gun?
No. I represent the true saviour of the universe. They are interested to know what support the Doctor has.
Not a lot. But he can count on mine. Always.
What if...
Yes?
What if I could offer you a way home?
What?
This is not your universe. You are trapped here, away from your friends, your family. The Doctor seems to have forgotten that. The true Saviour has not. The true Saviour promises to get you home.
Are you sure?
The true Saviour keeps their promises.
It's just, I've a problem with people who go around calling themselves the true Saviour. I can't let the Doctor down.
It is merely one vote.
It's a lot more than that.
It won't matter when he loses.
Have you finished?
You know what the Doctor stands for. He stands for integrity. He stands for decency. He stands for all of you. As an outsider, as someone removed from the political process, as the very worst of men, I can see all that the Doctor's done and achieved, and all the support you've given to help him get there. Don't undervalue what the Doctor has given you, please.
You're not falling for this, surely.
Hush now, Doctor. Please, continue.
The Doctor is many things, but forgive me, old friend, he is no mathematician. The apocalypse equations may baffle him, but I am only too happy to relieve him of that burden. In short, if the Doctor won't use them, I will.
But the risks, you idiot! You don't know what you're dealing with!
Relax, Doctor. You may delegate this task to me. The universe will be safe in our hands.
Don't listen to him! Don't! Surely you remember what he's done to you all!
Oh, they do. People are so delightfully surprising, aren't they?
Everyone! Everyone! I think we've heard enough. Gentlemen, you may retire while the Parliament considers our decision.
Doctor!
Summerfield.
That scorpion. You can see what he's up to, can't you?
Now calm down, Summerfield. Would you like a beverage? I can probably get us some orange squash, maybe?
Doctor!
Honestly, that Parliament of Fools. Such a distraction. They've eaten up the last 2 days when really I need all the time I can get my hands on. Relax, it'll be fine. Look at my desk. My in-tray is overflowing. Who still has in-trays? Turns out I do.
Doctor, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. Why do people keep asking me if I'm all right?
Perhaps if you'd been a bit gentler, if you'd suffer the occasional fall gladly.
Well, honestly, it's like trying to defuse a bomb while being bitten by gnats. That's all they are. I'm trying to save them and they repay me with this.
Doctor!
I'm just so tired, Summerfield. When you burn the candle at both ends for over 1,000 years, it's going to meet in the middle. And then what's left? So much still to do, it never ends. What am I supposed to do?
I think you can stop worrying about it.
Can I?
Yes, I really think so. Doctor!
Ah, oh, that felt better. I can't believe them, all the work I've done, and then to put me on trial? I hate being put on trial. It's so very boring, boring.
Are you done being childish?
I'm never done being childish. And now we've got work to do. Let's sort this out.
Finally! What are we doing?
Oh, Summerfield, I'm sorry. I meant the master and me. Once this is over, if the two of us knuckle down, there may still be time.
If the Doctor can return to Parliament, the votes are now in. The votes are now in.
Finally, they've come to their senses. I can get back to work and put this nonsense behind us. The Master is many things, but he's no fool. He can be useful. You know, Summerfield, I never thought I'd say this, but thank heavens for the Master.
Oh, dear God.
Everyone, everyone, come along, gather round now. We have reached a consensus. Doctor, Master, are you prepared?
Are you ready, old chum?
Of course. Enacting the equations together, perhaps it's time for me to realise my limitations.
I would be only too happy to help.
I said, are you ready to hear our verdict?
Yes, let's get it over with. We have work to do.
Of course, my dear madam.
Then it is my duty to announce the verdict of this Parliament. We have agreed that the Master will oversee the activation of the apocalypse clock. Furthermore, it is decreed that the Doctor be stripped of office and the Master will be the new president of this universe. Order! Order!
What? This is madness! Madness! Him?
I must protest. Please, I am flattered, but this is an honour I have not asked for.
Nevertheless, that is the decision of this Parliament, and the votes have been counted.
After everything I've done for you. Everything.
And we are grateful for your service, Doctor, truly. But we need a fresh hand on the tiller.
It's not a hand, it's a claw.
Doctor, you have my sympathies. I do not want this. I really don't.
And yet, you have it. I think you two deserve each other.
Oh, stay. Doctor, stay. We wish to thank you for your service.
Another day.
Doctor. Doctor.
Eh? Oh, Summerfield.
Doctor, I'm sorry. I really am.
The turkeys have just voted for Christmas.
Well, surely this isn't it. Surely there's something we can do.
Why didn't I see this coming?
I tried to warn you.
You did, didn't you? And I ignored you. I'm sorry. I thought I knew better than you. I thought I knew better than everyone. Oh, well, I'm an old, tired fool.
I'm not sure I like you like this.
I'm not sure I like me like this. I had planned for this eventuality, but I didn't expect it to hurt quite so much. I've lost everything.
Surely this isn't it. There must be something we can do.
Just stay with me. It's all I want. At the moment, I have nothing. But I'll come up with something, I always do. I mean, the Master, maybe he can pull it off. Maybe he won't blow up the universe. There's a chance.
What can we do? That hooded robot. Maybe we can connect it to him somehow.
If he's clever, he'll have covered his tracks.
That robot's been going round town making everyone an offer they couldn't refuse so they'd vote against you. It even came to see me.
And what did it offer you?
Doesn't matter. The point is, surely we can dig up some dirt to prove this vote's been rigged. Demand a recount or something.
That looks churlish.
Wouldn't you rather be a sore winner?
Can I have some time?
Sure. I'm going to go and get some fresh air.
Of course. And Summerfield.
Hmm?
Thank you.
It's what I've been telling you all along, Piers. In the Master, we finally have a leader who'll save the universe.
Madam Empist, well, I can't argue with that. Isn't that the exact opposite of what you were saying last time you were on the show?
Not at all, Piers. I believed completely in the Doctor's presidency, just as I now believe completely in the Master's.
But isn't the Master, well, a bit of a controversial figure? I mean, how could people have just voted for him?
The simple fact is, Piers, they have.
But he's the Master.
Yes, yes, he is. Finally, the Master of us all.
But, after all, isn't he very recently responsible for the death of thousands?
I think I'd better stop you there, Piers. There never was an inquiry.
Well, shouldn't the Doctor have ordered one?
He should, yes. I think even he'd admit that was a failing. Had the Doctor ordered an inquiry when he was president, we'd perhaps now know for sure that the Master was innocent of all the terrible crimes that have been laid at his door by, well, people like you.
Wait, the Master's crimes, let me just get this straight, are the fault of us and the Doctor?
I couldn't have put it better myself. I think we're all bored of critics and naysayers. This is an era for getting things done, and the best thing we can do as the people is let the Master be the Master.
Ah, Bernice. Join me in a drink?
Always.
Dwarf Star Brandy. Have you ever had brandy distilled in the crushed heart?
Have you ever thought of just going to a supermarket?
No. Can you imagine me in one? Cheers.
Cheers.
So,
ruler of the universe?
Indeed.
You've got what you always wanted.
Of course. I shall not ask you to toast my victory.
Good. You've played this one very well. It's why you came back, isn't it?
Perhaps.
Oh, I warned the Doctor. I warned him that this is what you were planning.
He never listens to advice.
No, but when the result was called, just for a second, I could have sworn that there was a look on your face. Surprise?
Satisfaction. Look at the stars, Bernice. They are quite literally mine now. Curious feeling.
Don't let it go to your head.
Oh, I won't. Stay with me.
What?
I know your nature, your good soul. You'll want to be with the Doctor. After King Oedipus was thrown out of Thebes, one of his daughters stayed with him, wandering with that mad old man through the desert until he died.
I didn't know that.
Of course not. It's the disappointing sequel. No one reads it. Because all the fun is in part one. I'm just saying. Let the Doctor wander away and lick his wounds. Stay with me. Be my good angel, Bernice. I've always wanted one.
Right now, I don't know what I want to do.
For once in my life, me too. I know you won't believe me. But I really did want those equations. I couldn't resist them. But the Parliament that comes with it, oh no, how tawdry.
You have a chance. A chance to do good. You've defeated the Doctor. You've literally got everything you could want.
And yet, the victory has a strange aftertaste of bitter almonds. I better get back to work. I have a universe to run.
Don't let me keep you.
I shall, no doubt, shortly be enduring conversation less sparkling than yours. Please stay, Bernice. I shall miss our occasional chats.
Oddly enough, me too.
Yes. Right then, no rest for the... Best get my nose to the rhinestone.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Machiavelli?
Spider-Man.
Thousands.
All of them protesting against the doctor.
They've made signs. Some of them are quite creative.
Didn't expect to see you here.
Well, the president doesn't need me any longer. I offered to help him pack. He snapped at me.
He does that. Sorry. He really liked you, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, then I liked him.
Liar.
He meant well. That's what none of these people realise. He meant well.
Oh, normally the doctor's up against an army of horrible people with guns. This, he's just ordinary people. Oh, it makes me so sad.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen the doctor alone before.
Full set of the Beano. I'll need that. List of laws and decrees. Won't need that. Ah, where are my marbles?
Knock, knock.
Have you ever thought of actually knocking?
No. Just thought I'd say hello. I'm needed in Parliament.
And you couldn't resist popping by to measure up my office. Planning new curtains?
No. I genuinely just wanted to say... This isn't how I planned it.
Oh, and should I keep this calendar? It has an amusing little cartoon about a dog working in a cubicle for each and every day.
Oh.
Nah.
Are we going to talk?
This universe, look after it wisely, won't you?
But of course.
Won't you?
You have my word.
Good. That cupboard over there, never noticed it before. Wonder what's in it. If it turns out to contain all my missing pens, I shall scream.
Well then, I shall leave you to it. Goodbye, old friend.
Absolutely beautiful. And with the singing of the Hymn of Clarity concluded, shall we begin? Mr. President?
Of course, I am humbled at this occasion. I'm broadcasting.
Yes, to every corner of the safe zone.
Very well, then. Peoples of the universe, please attend carefully. The message that follows is vital to the future of us all. The apocalypse clock is now prepared. All I have to do is enter the equations and a safe zone will be erected. The rest of the universe may fall and decay, but we will be as snug as bugs in a rug. Shall we begin?
Evo, 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 ei. Hoc puterus so pimal et nueram fat. Ere ui revadna, onsa et hi uvase ege elsti eu.
You old prude.
What? How dare you?
The doctor was right. Do you all hear me? He was right. That vast release of energy, it's not here to destroy the universe at all. Listen. That is one of the creatures who built the apocalypse clock. They have lived beyond time for so long. And now we are bringing them back.
Cupboard.
What? What happened to the TARDIS?
I've downsized temporarily. Hold on.
Oh.
Could you move your elbow?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't have a large lunch.
You'll be even gladder in a moment. Big breath.
What?
Here we go!
I have no idea.
Oh, what? What have you done?
Well, we're still alive. Amazing, it worked. Oh, Summerfield, it actually worked.
Oh, what has?
I warned them. I knew the makers of the clock would use that energy to force their way back into being. I knew the Master would try and exploit them and fail. But that's fine, because I was planning on stealing that release of energy. Because I had a much better use for it all along.
What? I mean this nicely, but what? Have you planned all this?
Absolutely and totally, all of it.
Doctor, what have you done?
A better question would be, where are we going? Also, hold on, bumpy bit coming up.
What?
What's happened? Why has it all gone wrong? Why?
Oh, pull yourself together, you ridiculous little man.
How dare you?
Listen to me. The sky didn't fall in. We're not dead. The safe zone is established, and I think... Yes, we'll tell everyone you banished those vile creatures. Yes, we can make this out to be quite a good first day for you.
I beg your pardon.
What I'm saying is that you'd better start acting as though you own the place, because, like it or lump it, you are now our ruler. We'd better make the most of each other.
I don't understand.
You wanted power? Now you've got it. You're inside the safe zone and there's no way out. Face it, you're trapped.
Trapped?
Yes. Ah, you've got what you always wanted. Ruler of the universe. So pull your socks up and act like a leader. And if you want me, I'm off to find a kettle. Mr. President.
Come back. Come back! Doctor, what have you done to me? What have you done?
Normally I like pacing when I'm explaining, but this will have to do. First of all, Summerfield, Bernice, I owe you an apology.
Oh, that's okay.
I wish I'd taken you into my confidence, but alas, it had to look real. I'm afraid I've deceived you all since the beginning.
You what?
I engineered it all, stirred everyone up against me, framed the Master, even built a sinister robot.
Why?
It's time for my universe to stand on its own. They don't need me anymore, they never did. It was time for them to learn to do without me. I've given them safety, security... Even a proper leader.
Oh, the Master?
Oh, yes, I think he'll be actually very good at it once he's settled down. I wasn't lying when I said the clock rewrites your brain a bit, hopefully for the better in his case. And if he steps out of line, well, he's got the Mother Superior to reckon with.
But where are we going?
Well, you could say that I've stolen a TARDIS and I'm running away. A long way away.
Oh, just look at the stars. beautiful. We are safe at last. Oh, delicious. Bon voyage, Doctor.
And we're here.
Where?
Open the door and see. Go on.
Where are we?
It's what I needed all that energy for. I brought you home, Benny.
Home? Home?
I never forgot my promise. You're back. This is your universe. The grass beneath your feet is your grass, and if you look up, those are your stars. Somewhere out there are your friends and family.
Home. You've brought me home.
Surprise. Go find them, Bernice.
I can see my son. You marvel. Come here, you.
Oh, thank you, Summerfield. I do keep my promises. You can let go now.
But wait. Doctor, you're here too.
Oh. So I am. Whoops. Now, shall we go and have some fun?